Psalm 80. This is dedicated to the chief musician. It had a particular tune when it was written, but God in His Word has not seen to preserve this or any other tune to us. But it was to the tune of the lilies. And it is a testimony of Asaph. That's not a word we often see in these headings. And it is a psalm. Spirit led him to write, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Jehovah, God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You've made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You've cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and the branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see, and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Jehovah God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." Long ago in seminary, I wrote an entire sermon on this for a class and got some additional help from the professor. I preached that a time or two in the years I have been here. So you see, it's worth at least a sermon, and we don't have time for a sermon. This is just a meditation. You will have noticed that there's almost like a refrain in there. And it amplifies a little bit each time. We see it first in verse 3. "Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." We then see it again in verse 7, amplified a little bit. "Restore us, O God of hosts." That's added in there. "Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." We see a little bit of it, kind of a little echo of it in verse 14, "Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts," looking to Him who is all-powerful. But then in verse 19, the whole psalm closes with the fullest expression of it. "Restore us, O Jehovah, God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." Now this is almost a little parable in a way. We see a vine here, and we see the one tending it as well. Or the one who we wonder why he isn't tending it. The vine is, of course, the people of God. And the branches of it are the particular parts of the nation. And sadly, things are not going well for this vine. They started out well. As the vine dresser planted it, it thrived for a good while. It was brought out away from Egypt, brought into the land. The nations were cast out, the soil was prepared, we might say, and it grew to the, we see there in verses 10 and 11, "The hills were covered with its shadow," that's the hills looking to the east, "the mighty cedars with its boughs," that's up in Lebanon to the north, "she sent out her boughs to the sea," well, that's looking down, or excuse me, out to the west, to the great sea, "and her branches to the river." Well, that is looking kind of to the east as well, but it flows southwardly, so that's alluding to the south. In every direction it's spreading. But now it's broken down, and we have wild boars, wild pigs rooting around with it, and other animals that are breaking it down and such. And so the people of God call upon the vineyard owner to come and rescue them. Now that's kind of the outline of it here. The little refrain that we talked about looks to the one who has planted the vine, looks to him who is God, and looks to him alone to take care of things. They do not say we will pick ourselves up by our own power. They do not say we have the holiness, we have the wherewithal to be able to turn ourselves around. They call out to God, restore us, for only he can do so. Cause your face to shine and we shall be saved. We cannot save ourselves. It is only by your work, it is only by your initiative that this can be done. After they go through here talking about how God has not heard their prayer and how the people have been fed and watered with tears, we look to the God of hosts to do this, appealing to his power, his ability to do so. Finally, after looking through all this about how the land was prepared and the people grew in every direction, but now things are going terribly, the people call upon him to look not at their sin, not at themselves, but strikingly, in verses 17 and 18, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself. Now, who could that be talking about? Course, that's looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, who at the time this psalm was written by Asaph was coming, but now has come. It is only as we look to the one who bore the sin, who bore the guilt, who bore the curse that we deserve for our sin. He bore it himself. He took it upon himself. He is the one who is at the right hand of the Father. He is the one who has called himself the Son of Man time after time after time. It is only as God looks to him and lays his hand of curse upon him for the sake of his people that there can be, that there will be deliverance. For then we will not turn back from you. It is then, when you have made him to be sin for us, it is then that we shall see new hearts, we shall be revived, and we will call upon your name. It is then that we have this final refrain, restore us, O Jehovah, God of hosts. We call upon him now not only as the vine dresser, not only as the powerful God, but the God of covenant, the God of grace, the one who saves his people from their sin in and through the person and work of his Son.